Again, Dafnun Beis Amid Aleph. I would like to correct one thing we learned on Dafnun Aleph Amid Beis. We hear a machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yoine Pshat in the Gemara. Ravasi said, "I'm a vorchin al koi shal peronius, my koi shal peronius, am Rav Nachman by Yitzchok koi sheni." So koi sheni, Rashi learned pshat means if the kois of birchas hamozain will add up to an even number, it will be a zug. So there's a iser of shtiyas koi shal peronius if the koi shal broche will be a zug. Tanya nami hochi, hashoise kiflaim leyevoch mishushanema hikain likras alekecho Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Yoine asks on Rashi, the Baraisa says, hashoise kiflaim leyevorech. So, kiflaim would mean that in the Sude he drank two koises. That was the Rabbeinu Yoine's kash on Rashi, and because of that he's choylik on Rashi. I would like to correct what I said yesterday. It seems that Shitas Rashi is either one of the two. The Goyin says that Tanya, that you're not Goyiris Tanya Nami Hochi, no, the Goyin brings down Agirsus Abahag Ike Diyamri, Hashayse Keflaim Lo Yevorech, and there's a Machloikes Tule Shoynes, which are called Zugis, if only if the Kais Shal Birchas Hamozin is called Zugis, or if the Kais is not called Zugis, because since it's a hefsek of birchas hamozin, only hashoyse kiflayim is called zugis. That's how the goyin says pshat according to Rashi. And the Ritva seems to say pshat, that it's not too clear, but the Ritva seems to say pshat according to Rashi, hashoyse kiflayim means that not he drank two koises together, but hashoyse kiflayim means he drank one kois in the sude, and even if the second kais will be after birchas hamozin, that's also called zugis. But al kaponim, it comes out according to Rashi, either there's a, not that both cases are also. According to the Ritva, it is only zugis if the kais shel birchas hamozin will make it zugis. Then it is also the kais, but if a person will drink in the suda an odd number, it is mutter. And according to the Goyin, it's a machloikis, it's Ika de Amri. Either the Zugis is because of the Kais Shal Birchas Hamozin, or Hashayse Kiflaim. Now let us start on Dafnun Beis Amud Aleph, a new sugya. We had in the Mishnah, a machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Seder of Kiddush. That Beis Shammai said, Mevolchim al Hayoim, v'achar kach, Mevolchim al Hayayin. And Beis Hillel says, Mevolchem al Hayayin, v'achar kach Mevolchem al Hayayin. Fregt die Gemara, V'sovri Beis Shammai, de Birches Hayayim Adife, that one is Magdim, de Birches Hayayim. V'asanya, we learned a Baraisa, Hanichnas lebeisoi b'meitzoi Shabbos, Mevorech al Hayayin, v'al Hamoyer, v'al Apsomim, v'achar kach Oymer Havdolet. So we see the Tana of this Bereis, and we'll see soon that the Gemara held that this Tana is Beis Shammai. This Tana says, one makes a brocha al hayayin, and then he makes avdolah. So it is a stir in Beis Shammai. But first we'll finish the Bereis. V'im ein loy elo kais echot, if this person only has one kais, meinichay le'acher hamozein, so this kais does not make avdolah now, and then he's mevorech birchas hamozain without a kais. No, he doesn't do that. No, he eats, and minichay la'achah hamozain, and he'll use this kais for birchas hamozain, or mishal shalom kulon la'achov, and after birchas hamozain, so he makes the bayre priyagofen, and then the moir, and the psomim, and the havdolah. Aval koponim, the kash is from the reisha. The reisha, we see klal, that the Tana says, Yimavorech al Hayayin, v'achakach oimer havdolah. Frek de Gemore, v'homi maide Beis Shammai. You're asking a kasha. This is a stam bereise. So how do you know it's Beis Shammai? Duma Beis Hillel. Maybe this bereise is Shitas Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel says, you're always magdim the yayin to the yayin. So who are then? You magdim the yayin to havdolah. So the Gemara says, Lois al kedaitach. You can't say that the Barais is going according to Beis Hillel, the Ketoni. Let us see the Seder, how the Tana makes the Seder Abdullah. The Ketoni Moir, v'acharkach psomim. The Tana says, first you make a brocha on the Ner, and then you make the brocha on psomim. Uman shamet lay the islay haisvor. Who's the man, the Yoma, that says you magdim ne'er lepsomim beishamai? The sanye Omar Rab Yehuda leinech leku beishami beishilu al hamozain shebetchila. The mozain should be first. Va'al avdole shu besoy, and avdole should be last. Al manech leku al hamoyer v'al apsomim. The whole machlokes between Beishame and Beis Hillel is the seder of moyer and psomim. Beishame oimrim, shebeishame oimrim moyer v'achar kach psomim. Beis Hillel oimrim psomim v'achar kach moyer. So memele. So we see klal from Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda says the Tana that says moyer v'achar kach psomim. That is Beishamai, and it says in this beraisa. Moir ala yayin vala moir vala psomim. So the Tan of this Baraisa is Rav Yehuda. And the Tan of this Baraisa is Beishamai. And we see where Magdim yayin to Abdullah. So that's the Kashe that is Astira. Here Beishamai holds your Magdim yayin to Abdullah. And by Kiddush he holds your Magdim Kiddush to Bichas Hayayin. Frech the Gemore. It's still no Kashe. That is true that Rabbi Yehuda holds this is the machlokes Beishamai Beis Hillel. But how do you know that this Baraisa is going according to Beishamai alibed Rabbi Yehuda? Umimai de Beishamai hi valibed Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Dilma Beis Hillel hi valibed Rabbi Meir. That means, let us look in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we also have a machlokes Beishamai Beis Hillel. The Tana of our Mishnah is Rav Meir. And the Tana of our Mishnah holds a filu according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel oimrim, ne'er, upsomim, mozin v'avdole. So we see that Rav Meir says that according to Beis Hillel, moir is also before psomim. So you're picking on a Baraisa, that the Baraisa said moir and psomim. And you're saying, Al Kolchoch, this Baraisa is going according to Beishamai Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, and you're asking a Kasha. No, maybe this Baraisa is going according to Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir holds Afilo according to Beis Hillel, Moir is before Psomim. So Mimele, we don't have a problem. Mimai, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Mimai de Beishamai hi. Va'alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Dilme Beis Hillel. Maybe it's going according to Beis Hillel. Aye, if it's Beis Hillel, how can Beis Hillel hold Moir before Psomim? Valibe de Rameyer, and it's going according to Rameyer. Rameyer says that according to Beis Hillel, Moir is also before Psomim. So the Gemara says, Loi salke daitoch. No, this Beraisa is not going according to Rameyer. The Ktoni, Hoche b'mas nisin. Let us look how Rameyer defines the machloikis Beishamai Beis Hillel. In the Mishnah it says, Beishamai oimrim, ne'er, umozoim, psomim behavdola. Ubeis Hillel oimrim, ne'er, upsomim, mozoim behavdola. So according to the Mishnah, according to Rab Meir, the machloikis between Beishamai and Beis Hillel is in one nekude. Does the mozain come before the psalmim, or does the mozain come after the psalmim? V'hosam bebreise, the breise that I'm asking for, k'toni, im ein loy ela kois echot, meinichoi la'acher ha-mozain, if he only has one kois, and he did not make avdole, so the tan of the breise says, amuyim de kechidish, that you go and wash and eat malav malke first, don't make Abdullah yet. Menichoi la'achar ha-mozin. And then you'll bench. Umishal shalom kulon la'achar. And then you make the Seder. Now, so if this Baraisa would be going according to Rab Meir, there is no yid that holds that everything is done after Birchas ha-mozin. So it's a riot Rab Yehuda, because Rab Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said that fakert, everyone holds you make the Bichas Hamozin first, and then you make the Seder Avdol, and the whole machlokes Beishamai and Beisilal is if Moir Kaidim Samim or Psamim Kaidim Moir. But Al Kolponim, so we see Klo, that this Beraisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we can't be according to how Rabbi Meir learns Pshanda Machlokes Beishamai Beisilal. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And so Memeila, so now we're back to the Kasha. So Rabbi, in the Reish of the Baraisa says, that Mevorech ala Yain, vala Moir, vala Psomi, vacha kachoyim Avdolah. So now according to Rabbi Yehuda, this Tana has to be Beishamai, because you magdim Moir le Psomim. Vahaf al Pikein, you magdim Yain le Avdolah. So now we're back to the Kasha, which we started asking before. That according to Beishamai holds you always magdim the yayin v'ache kach mevorech al yayin, and by Havdolah we see you magdim the yayin before Havdolah. And we call mokim kashim. So l'choyre shver, enfer the gemore, kosovri Beishamai, shani iyule yayme me afuki yayme. That there's a difference, there's an essential difference between Kiddush, which is Iyule Yayme, and Avdolah, which is Afuki Yayme. Iyule Yayme, so there's no problem of being Magdim the Kiddush. Besides the Cheshbonis that we had, Yayim Goyren Leyayin Sheyovoyin, and the Seder is the Yayim comes before. But Fakert, there's no Chesorim Bechlal to be Magdim. Kame de Magdinim Lei, Odif, Odif. So it's better. Afuki yayme, but when we are speaking about Havdolah, kama de machrina lay odiv. So it's preferable to be ma'acher the Havdolah. So that means, if we have an alternative to make first the boire priya gofen, and then the Havdolah, so it'll come out the Havdolah will be 15 seconds later, or al pi lomdis, we should make first Havdolah, and then the Beire Priya Gofen, so then the Havdolah should be 50 seconds earlier. No. There's an Inyan, afuki yoime, kama, the machina lay odif. It is preferable to be ma'acher, the afuki yoime. What's the cheshbin? Ki heichid leile hevi alon kemasui. It shouldn't be considered a masui, so therefore, afuki yoime is, it is kedai to be ma'acha. It's very interesting. L'chayra, we are speaking about a person who davened, and he said, Atachin Antonu Mistame, so l'chayra, he's muta b'meloche, there's a mitzvah of Avdole, I mean, l'chayra, it's, In this mitzvah of Avdol, it's also, there's an inyan of afuki yoime. There's an inyan of afuki yoime to be miyacher, to make the Havdolah later. Even though l'chayre, it's oi Shabbos, after Meire, but M'shen gesagt, a gute Woche. And it's finished. Aber zomen opstupen the Havdolah 15 seconds later. It's a Meire de Kechidish. Fine. Let us see Rashi. Zutrashi umishal shalom, loshin shal sheles, kloimer, soidron laacher hamozin. Kimisadet laacher hamozin. Mimai de beishamai hi, almo le beishamai, moir vacher kach psomim, vachem bereise, nami moir vacher kach psomim, koma almo beishamai, yiktoni yain bereise, mikamai havdola. That the yain is before havdola. Vidilma beisil, lhiva libe de rameya. This number must listen. Beisilul Imrim ner upsamim. That the Mishnah says Beisilul holds moir kaidim lepsamim. But Amar Bigmar and the Gemara says the Tana of our Mishnah is Rameiri. Leisal kedaitach look mi beraisa kemasnisen. We can't get sign the beraisa like the Mishnah. The masnisen ktoni mozain beemta. That the mozain is beemta the ner and the psamim. Breise Tani Mishal Shulun Kulon La'achav K'rab Yudah Domar Ala Mozein Shebetchila Midiktoni L'Rab Yudah Moe V'achav K'ach P'somin Sotzarahi B'Shamahi U'mikol Mokim Kashe De Birchus Hayayin Kodmo L'Havdola That here the Birchus Hayayin is Kodmo L'Havdola Kiddish Iyulihu B'Havdola Afukihu So Memele, therefore there's an Inyan to be Ma'acher Afuki Yoyme זוכט די גמורה ווייט. טייס. מניח יד לאחר המוז. So we said there's a moire de kachidish in the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, if it ain't le ella kaisechot, he wants to chapa rein melav a malke, and he wants to be mevorech ala kais, so menichai, so don't make abdole, eat him melav a malke, and then you'll be mevorech ala kais. And then you say Havdola. Hoche mashme, shemuta lisaim koidam Havdola. A person is allowed to eat after Havdola. In Poshet, it's going on the reish. Other rishonim on the say, Rav Nissen Goyen wanted to say that it is speaking about, the main leil koisech, it's speaking about shalashudis. Yeid shalashudis. And, the main leil koisech, so yeid by day. And then when it comes night, meniche acha bicha samozin. But the Pashtus Taisis wasn't nochis to such a teretz, because the Pashtus of the Loshna Barais is going under Reish, and Nichnas Lebeisoi B'Meitzoi Shabbos. Meitzoi Shabbos means he came Meitzoi Shabbos. And that we're speaking about Meitzoi Shabbos V'Meilo Yelo Koisechot. So we're speaking about Meitzoi Shabbos not up to Shalashudas, we're up to Malava Malke. So Hoche Mashme Shemuta Litaim Koidam Avdol. Taimo. Fractaisvis ho ameimar bas tovas. The Gemara says in Psochim, ameimar once came to a place, and there was Meitzoi Shabbos, and he asked for wine, and there was no wine available. So bas lon, he went to sleep, tovas hungry. He said, he's not eating. He's not eating, you don't eat before Havdalah. So he went to sleep on Malava Malka, ungarnished. No Havdalah. The next day they brought him wine, so he made Havdalah. He didn't have yayin lahavdul. His memele, so he didn't eat. In dosh teitachdo, you have one case of yayin. You have wine to make Abdullah. Eser shmalave malke nachtem nachem benchin. You make Abdullah. V'yeshloimar d'shani ameimar. Ameimar is a different story. Shehoya savu. He knew he would have a kais lamocho, and he could fix everything. Estes, tomorrow he's going to have a kais, so it's kedai to be mevata rasuda achas to make everything kilchosoi that you shouldn't be tying before havdola. So therefore, he's mevata rasuda achas. Tomorrow in the morning, he'll make Havdalah. No problem. That's Meikar Adin. Oy machmer al atzmoy hoyer. Or could be the whole thing was a chumrah. But v'hochel, whatever a meimer did, does not apply here. V'hochi shani. The ksovar birchas hamozein tu'unakois. Here, this b'raisa holds that birchas hamozein tu'unakois. And the Rosh speaks out, Ve'ene mitzape kois lemocho, ulekach minichoi lebirchas hamozei. So lechere, pshat and toisvis, we'll mention the Rosh, and Shulchan Aruch also brings down, Ve'ene mitzape kois lemocho. If he would be able to have a kois lemocho, that means he has one kois now, and he has one kois, and tomorrow he'll get another kois. So then, the halach is, as I vaystoys from Shulchan Aruch, as I vaystoys from the Rosh, that batsim, there's two problems. There's one problem, one is not permitted to eat with, before Havdalah. That's one problem. There's another problem. One should bench with a kais. Birchas hamozin tu'una kais, if we say tu'una kais, means it needs a kais. If one is mevorich without a kais, that is not the proper way to make birchas hamozin. And Rabbi Kevega explains this halacha of the Rosh that if tomorrow he would have a kais, so the halacha would be as follows. The halacha would be, you make Abdullah tonight, but you don't eat Malava Malka, because eating Malava Malka would mean you're going to Mevorech Birchas HaMozein without a kais. That's not a correct Birchas HaMozein. Just like we said, it is kedai to miss a meal in order not to be toyim before Havdalah. It is also kedai to miss a meal in order to be mevorech Birchas HaMozein ketikunai. So if a person would know that tomorrow he's going to have a kais, so the halacha is, that's what the Rosh says, so then if you'll Birchas HaMozein tuna kais, and you have only one kais tonight you'll make Havdalah and you won't eat anything, and forget about Malava Malka, and tomorrow, by the next Suda, you'll be able to mevorech ala kais. But that's if you'll Birchas HaMozein tuna kais. But here we have a problem that tomorrow is not going to have a kais. So lemaisa, so now there's two conflicting interests over here. There's an inyan not to eat before Havdalah. There's also an inyan to be mevorech ala kais. So therefore, if Birchas HaMozein tuna kais, and we see both have the same chaymer, just like one is mechuyev to be mevater on a meal in order not to eat before Havdalah, one is also mechuyev to be mevater on a meal in order to be mevorech ala kais. So here we have we have two conflicting interests over here. Mitad echad, he has a kais to make Havdalah, so one should not eat before Havdalah. Leidach gise, if one will eat before Havdalah, so then one will be able to be mevorech Birchas HaMozein ketikunai. And if we make Havdalah first, the Birchas HaMozein is going to lose out. So someone has to give in. So the halacha says it's kedai to be mevorech Birchas HaMozein ketikunai, and that is doiche de isa of teima lifnei Havdalah. That is if you hold Birchas HaMozein to una kois. So memeila, that is pshat, the samayadik mechudish tike barais, according to Tosfos. The barais is telling us that since Birchas HaMozein tuna kois, if it would be einay ton kois, we'll see there's a shita sarishayinim, einay ton kois does not mean that it's not an inyan. It's like an inyan, it's a hiddu, to be mevorech ala kois, but not to una kois. So if it's einay ton kois, so then forget about your hidurim, and you go and you make Havdalah first, and then you eat your Malava Malka, and you just mess the shabna huder dike Birchas HaMozein. You do fakert, then the halacha comes first. Halacha is also litem kaidem Havdalah, and then you don't have any yain. But this baraisa holds Birchas HaMozein to unakois. So Birchas HaMozein to unakois, so if you're gonna be frum mitzad Havdalah, so you're gonna lose out, you're gonna make a Birchas HaMozein shaloiket akonas chazal. So therefore the baraisa says if he only has one kois, it is preferable to eat Malava Malka, then bench ala kais, and then make Havdalah. That is the chiddush of this Baraisa. The Savri Beis Shammai, frekt the Gemara, so now we just assumed, we came to the conclusion that this Baraisa that says, Anichnas Labeisa B'Maitzoi Shabbos, that is Magdim Moir Tepsomim, this Baraisa is Beishama Elibid Rab Yehuda. So if this is the town of the Baraisa, so the safe of the Baraisa that says that Meinle Elokais Echod Meinich Elach HaMozein holds that Birchas HaMozein Tunekais. So in other words, Beishama holds Birchas HaMozein Tunekais. So the Gemara says, now we're going to run into hot water. Now let's look at our Mishnah. A Mishnah says, Bo lehem yayin lacher HaMozein. What happens if they brought wine after the Suda, before Birchas HaMozein? Im ein shom ela oisai kais. There's only one kais. So the Shaila is, should one drink it now, or should one use it for kais shel broche? Beishamay oimrim, mevorech ala yayin vacher kach, mevorech ala HaMozein. that he makes first the Baruch Alayai, my love, the Mevorech Ilave Vishosilei. Mustama, what's that in the Mishnah? He makes a Baruch, he drinks it. So Memele, so if he drinks it, so it comes out, now he's benching Shaloi Tikin Chazal. He's benching without a kais. And does it for Beishamai Birchas Amozein to ne kais. So the Gemara says, Loi, no, the Mishnah does not mean that he drinks it out. The Mevorech Ilave Yomonachle. He makes a brocha, but he doesn't drink it. So now, that doesn't make sense. So the Rishonim speak out, the Gemara did not mean you don't drink it at all, but the Makshin did not understand what the Tarzan told him. The Makshin understood, he took it literally, the Mevorech Ilave, you make a brocha on this case, you make a brocha priya govman, Yomonachle, and you leave it, you don't touch it, you save it for Birchas Amozein. Like the Gemara, how could you do such a thing? If a person makes a brocha, he has to be toyim, or else to be a brocha levatole. It's very interesting, might have been a memra, mevorech tzorich sheyitayim, which if I'm not mistaken, speaking about kiddush, there could be, there's a kiddush, even though you made a brocha, and there's a purpose in the Baruch Pri Yagof, and you still have to be toyim. But here, if there's no purpose whatsoever, it's zicha brocha levatole. Al koponim, the Gemara asks Akasha, that can't be. He makes a brocha and he's not toim. So the Gemara says, no, the timeline. I didn't mean that you don't drink it. You misunderstood me. You bring the yayin, and he's toim from the wine, but he doesn't drink out the whole kais. He's toim, and later, he'll save over the rest for birchas hamozen. But Beshame holds brocha to the kais. Like the Gemara does taigdach nish. If you tell me he's toyim before, ba'amar ma, toamai, gomai. If you tie him from a kais, so you poigim the kais. So then you can use it for birchas hamozen. You're not permitted to use it for birchas hamozen. So are you allowed to be toyim from the kais? If birchas hamozen to the kais. So the Gemara says, the toyim lay biyode. The time labor, he sips it with his mouth, he sticks his finger in and he takes a little bit, the time labor yodai, but he doesn't put the kais to his mouth, so he's not poigim the kais. So mamela, so vi haltman it's there, so pshat, the Mishnah is as follows. They brought yayin la'achar hamozin, before birchas hamozin. Beishamai said, it is permitted to be toyim from the kais before birchas hamozin. What kind of a te'ime? A biyodai, fashtaita. Birchas hamozin to the kais. And what does Beis Hillel say? So let's look at the Mishnah now. So Beis Hillel says that, Beis Hillel said he's not even permitted to be toyim biyodei. So the Rishonim ask a kasha, the Rashba ask a kasha, what's wrong now? If Beis Shammai only said, we're saying Beis Shammai also holds Bichas Amozin to Nekois. And Beis Shammai just said he's allowed to be toyim loy biyodei and still later make a brocha on it. So what's the svara Beis Hillel? What can Beis Hillel nishbashtein? He should be mevorach, he should toim lei biyodei and be mevorach bichas hamozin. What's wrong? So the Rashba says the Gemara held now one of two timing. Either the time of Beis Hillel is you need a kois mole. So memele toim lei biyodei, you're going to lose out with the kois mole. So therefore he's not permitted. And it seems that Beis Shammai was mekel on the kois mole. Or the Rashba wants to say could be Beis Hillel held toim le biyodei also makes it pogum. It becomes shiyorei kaisis. That's the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So it comes out, the way we're holding now, Sai Beis Shammai, Sai Beis Hillel holds brocha tune kais, bichas amozin is a kais. The shaila is he permitted to take a sip with his finger before bichas amozin? Beis Hillel was machmer, you'll lose out in the kais mole, and Beis Shammai was mekel. So the Gemara says, no, if you're saying toim lei biyodai, there's a new problem. They brought one kais, and toim lei biyodai. V'omar mar, kais shal brocha tzorich shir. A kais shal brocha needs a shir. And they brought a kais, the Gemara in the learned in the Havamin, they brought a kais mitzumtzum. So now, molei memela. But here there's a kais mitzumtzum and he's going to be tayim, so he's going to lose the shir of his. For kapoches lay mishiyurei. So the Gemara says, no, the novish lay tvei mishiyurei. It wasn't a mitzumtzum de kishir, there was more than a revius. It's more a revius in the hair. V'mein sham ella oitei kais k'toni. The Mishnah says that there was only that kais. You're telling me there's an abundance. So the one says, no, trei loy have it. There weren't two kaises. That's what the Mishnah means. There was only one kais, aber michad nofish. But it was more than one kais. It wasn't exactly a revius. So memele, so beishamai said, mekem bashtein, that he should be able to drink some wine, la'acher ha'mozein, and beisilu were the machmirim over here. Fine. So the vial is Shalom al Yisrael, so we still can assume that Beis Shammai holds that Bichas Hamozin Tunikos. That's the guy from the previous Baraisa. Like the Gemara, all these Pshetlach are very good before we see the Baraisa of Rab Chiya. But Tony Rab Chiya said Beis Shammai Oimrim Mevorech al Hayayin, in this case, Hevi Eloi Yayin Achar Hamozin, Beis Shammai says, Mevorech al Hayayin v'shoiseyu. No pshetlech metoim lei b'yodei. He drinks out the wine. V'acher kach mevorech birchas hamozen. He makes birchas hamozen on a kois. So Memela say, here we see klal that Beis Shammai holds birchas hamozen ain't a tuna kois. So now we have a problem. The Barais over there that says he eats melav malka before Havdolah. So there we see Beis Shammai holds that Bichas Hamozin is here we see that Beis Shammai holds Bichas Hamozin to Nekois. So the Gemara answers, Elo trei tanoi v'alibe de Beis Shammai. There are two tanoim alibe de Beis Shammai. Before we see Rashi, let us try to understand now Pshat in the Mishnah. So we'll see Rashi says that means Rab Chiya says that Beis Shammai holds that Shaiseyu, so who are the Mishnah also, now if it's two Tanoim, we can say the Baraisa holds Beis Shammai holds Bichas Hamozin Tunik Kais, but the Mishnah and Rab Chiya would want to say all the Trukim that we said before, they hold that Bichas Hamozin ain't a Tunik Kais. So let us now start learning the Mishnah Elach. That, so Beis Shammai Oimrim, Mevorech al Hayayin, B'Shaiseyu, V'achar kach mevorech al hamozen. He can mevorech al hayayin, and I there's no kais, so there's no kais. Mechuyev, it's a hiddur, but it's not mechuyev. U'beisil lo imrim, no. Mevorech al hamozen, v'achar kach mevorech al hayayin. So the Baal HaMoir says, so what is the machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So the Baal HaMoir says, the machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is of bichas hamozen to nekreis. That's the machloikis. Beis Shammai holds in the Mishnah Bechas Hamozin Eina Tunikai. So therefore, he is permitted to drink the wine, and not even though it's Lacha Hamozin, and Vuskan Zishpashtein, you'll drink it 5 minutes later. No, I'm not Mechuyev. I can drink the wine now. Beis Hillel Oimrim Bechas Hamozin Tunikai. So Mamela, you're not allowed, you shouldn't have to drink it now. You have to bench Ketikunai. So you just wait and you bench and then you mevorech al hakais. That's how the Baal HaMoir says. The Rashba wants to say that no. Niyaz rayis la loche, we paskin bichas hamozin eina tuna kais. We don't paskin bichas hamozin. That's by Shammai and the Baraisa. But we paskin bichas hamozin eina tuna kais. So that, what did Beis Hillel said? Beis Hillel said, Mevorech al hamozen v'achar kach mevorech al hayayin. Pshat is, it's achar hamozen, it's a hiddur, that's sicher. I mean, the Rashi says, we wouldn't be able to make such a dreidel like we had in the Baraisa, lit melav amalke before Havdolah, aber it's sicher a hiddur, it's sicher a beginyan, a mitzvah, to be mevorech al hakois. We had all the inyonim. So chiyav. So Memele, so Beis Hillel says, so listen, Heviu yayin la'acher hamozin, and the Ritva says, pshat, what's a la'acher hamozin? If they would bring the yayin in the middle of the mozin, so pshat is, I once heard a vote, v'zot v'hisha omdo la'viseinu, so we go and pick up the kais. So someone said, why do you pick up the kais v'hisha omdo la'viseinu?
He says, V'hisha amdala v'seinu. You can pick up a kois and not drink it. V'hisha amdala v'seinu. That's the kunst. We can hold a kois in the hand, and it's sirik leg, and it's drinking. B'kitzer is azoy. So Beis Hillel, the Ritva says azoy. According to Beis Hillel, if they would bring the kois, b'soich amazoyin, b'soich amazoyin, the kois is there. And the verwalten, till after b'chas amazoyin, azoy vay kemen ish vorderen von a mensch. Behalten mit nessen, bis jayin, Beis Hillel didn't say, but slacher amozen, you finished eating already. So it's only a shayla 5 minutes, kens bashtein, be mevoich alakoyz. That's the svara of Beis Hillel. Fine. But not Beis Hillel holds bichas amozen to nekoyz. So what's the svara of Beis Shammai? Beis Hillel vach kirech. Beis Shammai says no, that, Beis Shammai says that you should yishtas a koyz, vach kach mevoich. Mevorach ala yayim, vachar kach mevorach ala mos. Bus ken beis shamay nish bashtein tabi mevorach ala kais. Sok te rashba, amoyre de keteret. Sok te rashba, beis shamay is a different cheshben in gans. Beis shamay is a cheshben, that beis shamay holds, that pshatn posik is, vachalto visavoto, achalto zu achila, visavoto zu shtie. So beis shamay says he's thirsty. So Memele, if he's going to wait, not the problem is all about him finish minute and let him be mevorach ala kois. He's going to lose out. Because if he doesn't drink the wine now, so Memele, he's only mevorach abichas amosin de rabbonon. So Memele, that's the frumkeit. The frumkeit is to be mevorach ala kois, abichas amosin de rabbonon. Oh no. The frumkeit is fakel. Let him eat, let him drink the kois, then it's vachalto, then it's visavoto. V'savoto zo shtiye, then a v'rachta, then you bench b'chas amozim min ha-toyre. Beis Hillel, doesn't dash in this drosha v'savoto zo shtiye. Savoto kem a yoytze zayim mit achila, nit mit shtiye. So me mele, so there's no hider in the b'chas amozim by drinking the kois. There's no hider in the b'chas amozim by drinking the kois. There's no hidden drinking the kais before birchas amozen. You mechuyev in birchas amozen. Same in atoyre. V'savot azush tzviye. So memeile, so fakel. So wait 5 minutes and be mevorach ala kais. That's what the Rashba says. Kum techazaynish. Kolek techazaynish amoyre dike kash. So he says. So now the Rashba enlightened us anu pshatn Beis Shammai. That the pshat out Beis Shammai says yevorach al hayayin. Is not samaza yevorach al hayayin because then he's mechuyev and birchas amozim in atayr yevorach al hayayin. So he says. So let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara had a problem. That Beis Shammai holds birchas amozim to nekoi. So here v'stira here it says yevorach al hayayin. Sapsakash yevorach al hayayin birchas amozim to nekoi. So here the whole it's a problem. So in Rabbi Yisesh, I say you, it's bitter. Treita noy libe de Beis Shammai. Frag the Chazaynish, what's the problem over here? Beis Shammai holds b'chas amozin tu nekois. But that's it, b'chas amozin tu nekois is at the Rabbon and the Kedin. So now, let's learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about that the person ate, he's thirsty, So what should he do? There's a mitzvah, if he'll drink, he'll be mekayim abichas amozin d'iraisa. If he won't drink, he'll be mekayim a mitzvah d'rabonon abichas amozin k'tikunoi. No. So Beis Shammai says, it's better to mekayim a mitzvah d'iraisa. What? So let's go back to the Gemara. The Rashba made our sugya so beautiful that it's a shrek. So the whole Gemara falls off now. Hazei frek v'chazei nish. So the Chazaynish wants to first say that no, if Birchas Hamozein Tunekois is chat is like this. That is the proper, the chat is like this. He went and he ate and he's thirsty. So in the present Matziv, Midarabonon is Chayev Birchas Hamozein. What is the correct way to bench? With a kois. That's how you bench. Birchas hamozin to nekois. So memele.
So if you'll go and stop now and bench, so you did everything good. You're mechuyev b'birchas hamazon derabbanan, and you benched correctly. You did. That's right. You want to be frum, you want to make a chiyuv d'rais and you'll bench not correctly. No, that's not the frumkeit. The frumkeit is you should bench correctly. If birchas hamazon eino tuna kois, if you don't need a kois, it's only a frumkeit. So it's only a frumkeit, then drink your wine, you'll bench. This is also a frumkeit. A birchas hamazon d'rais is eichet a feine zach. A birchas hamazon d'rais. But if we hold birchas hamazon to unakais, so memele, so then the chazanish says, so memele, if you're gonna drink now the kais, you're gonna make a birchas hamazon sheloike tikunoi. That's not the proper way to bench. You're gonna bench one, a chumnish kaneitze. Hosyan eitze. Don't drink the wine now and bench ketikunoi. Ah, you'll only bench, you only mechuyim midarabon, you mechuyim now midarabon to bench. Bench ketikunoi. That's what the chazanish is mitzadet to say. But then the Chazayin Ish asks a moire de kekashe. He says, it's tzitayk dach weiter nicht. He says, let us imagine, right? So we'll say, the Rav of Kepaskin, that you're supposed to bench ketikunoi, so memeila, I'm thirsty, good, I'm chibich samozin de rabonon, I bench, but a kais, I drink the kais. So the Chazayin Ish, what happens after he drinks the kais? Noah, now he's not already. So the Chazanish, now he's mechuyev in birchas hamazon min ha-teira. I have to bench over again. You benched before. Before you benched on tzviya. Now you're zat already. Now you're mechuyev to bench again. Why not? Because he benched before. That doesn't make anything. I mean, ilamaisa, what happened? He went, before you only benched the birchas hamazon the rabbonon, because it's only mechuyev to bench me the rabbonon. I mean, so let's talk about a different case. A person will go in the chalta of the savota, according to us. Savota means that the stomach has to be full 2/3. That's called the savota. A person eats 1/3, he benches, and then he starts continuing eating, and now the other third is filled up. So l'cheir, nais mochiv in bichas hamozin, nais mochiv in bichas hamozin d'iraisa. Zretzach d'chazaynish, so memele, what your eitz is, your eitz is a shrek l'cheitze. What are you telling him? You're telling him he should bench. Then he goes and drinks the kais. Now already he'll be mechuyev nachamul in birchas hamazon. The second birchas hamazon won't be ketikunai already, because hotshen is kein kais. So Simon said he'll bench without a kais. No matter you accomplish, he benched twice. Thus is the eitzah. The eitzah is verkehrt. That's one kasha, the Chazayin Ish. And then the Chazayin Ish asks, he says, he holds that in Lomdis the psak was also a wrong psak. He says, Shad is like this, if a person, he said, since he's mechuyev midarabonon, he's mechuyev to bench abichas hamozin ketikunai. So Chazanish Tain is, he says, you only mechuyev midarabonon to bench if you decided you finished eating, then you mechuyev midarabonon to bench. If a person wants to continue eating, he's not mechuyev midarabonon to bench. He's not mechuyev to bench at all. I'm in the middle of eating, so there's no chiyuv birchas hamazon now. And now I want to drink. So how could you tell me no? Bench ketikunai. I'm not mechuyev to bench. The whole din darabonon is if I want to stop eating, I'm mechuyev to bench midarabonon. But if I don't want to stop eating, there's no chiyuv to bench in ganzen. So l'chayre, why can't you say that he should continue eating and the fakir? So that's the kasha the Chazayin shares. The teretz is a little complicated. We won't go into the teretz, but al kaponim, the kasha is a gevaldike kasha, what the Chazayin Ish asks on the Rashba. Now we can see Rashi. Zot Rashi, broche tuuna kois, birchas hamozen, diktoni minichoi la'acha hamozen. Vosnan mas nisim bepirkin, bo lehen kol yemois ha-shonikoma acha hamozen, ubesoich hamozen loy bo lehen. So he mentioned, but if it would be besoich hamozen, afilu beis hilu would not be mechayev him to wait. That's according to the maskon, according to the havamin, the veisach nishklo,
what the chilek is in between achamaz and beseichamaz and testaka a chiyav of tuna kais. But that's l'chayra the lomdus. Achamazain, he's mechuyiv to wait. Seichamazain is not mechuyiv to wait. Beseichamazain lebolam. Mechshigamu sadosim bolam lefnei birchas hamazain. They just got the wine right before birchas hamazain. My love, the shosilai. V'hochi koma al beishamai. Beishamai says, imrotzo, mevorech al hayayin, v'sheiseyu. If he wants, he can drink the wine. Vein tzorich laniche la birchas hamozen. Because birchas hamozen ain't a tuna kois. So the Gemara says, no, he leaves over. Frech the Gemara, tomoi, pgomoi, la birchas hamozen, ula kiddish la avdola, it's pogum, v'perik alvei psochim. So how can he go and how can he go and betray him before? It'll be paying him the kites. Hachi gesine. Ala trei tanoi alibe de beishamai. There's a machloikis two tanoim according to beishamai. Tane de masnisin, the tane of the Mishnah, the tane of the Rabchie, tane alibe de beishamai, Omar, these two, side the tane of the Mishnah, inside the tane of the Rabchie, alibe de beishamai, Omar, im brochetune kites. They hold in broche tuna kois, and that's what the Mashiach says. You don't have to make these dechukim what we said. The Rabbi Yehuda, libe the Beisham, he saw a broche tuna kois. That Tana holds broche tuna kois. Let us see Taisves. Tamoi pgomoi. Peirish Rashbam, davke lekiddush el avdole, tzorich shelo yehei pogo. That kiddush avdole, that, Tomai pgomai, that one should not make kiddush in Avdola on a kois pogum, shaloye pogum. Avolishtois, tzorich levorich olof. Then one is mechuyiv to make a broche. Aval pishu pogum, the osele honis min oilam azeh beloi broche. The osele honis min oilam beloi broche, one should make a broche. That's one kiddush the Rashbam says. The Kiddush v'avdole nami loyamoron. And the second Kiddush the Rashbam, the first Kiddush is very posh. But the second Kiddush he says that this din, that one should not make a broch on a kois pogum, loyamoron elo bemokim de efsha. That means if a person has an alternative, he could avoid having a kois pogum, he should do it. Avol efsha. But what if it's Efsha? He only has a kois pogum. So what should he do? Should he make kiddush on the kois pogum or not? Mevorech afilu apogum. Then one can make a brocha afilu apogum, and the Rashbam says in Psochim, because the holding is only al-chatchila de kedin. That al-chatchila one should not make a kiddush and avdola on a kois pogum. Now, finished. That's the Rashbam. Now, Taisva says, there's a psashtikul eitze, the Neisen L'Soichai Mayim. That in Yerushalmi Weistachois, there's a shtickle about as how you learn Shat in Yerushalmi. But in Yerushalmi Weistachois, there's a shtickle Eitze to be Mesaken HaKais Pogum Al Yedei Nesines Mayim. Kedisa B'Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yoine Toim Akase, Rabbi Yoine was Toim from the Kais at night, U'Mesaken Lai. Perish la'acher she'shosem mimeno hoisef olof kol shu mayim o yayim v'hoyo mevorich olof, he made kiddush by day. So al koponim, so Taisus is mitzar of two inyonim. Number one, the Rashbam says the whole din pogum is only lechatchila dekedin. And number two, that the Yerushalmi vaistois one can be mesaken a kois pogum. Agav uche the Lechem Chamudis brings down that what happens if a person had a kois pogum and he poured it back into the bottle. So he says it does not make kalya the bottle because there's a loch of kama kama bottle. That the kois pogum becomes bottle to the rest of the kois. Look to Gemara Vaita. Beishamai Oimrim. So we have here a machloikis Beishamai and Beis Hillel. The oifen, when one makes netilas yadayim, if one makes netilas yadayim before the shtiyas akais or after the shtiyas akais. Tana rabbon.
Beishamai oimrim neutlem liyodayim v'achar kach moizgim esakois. First is neutl yodayim v'achar kach moizgim esakois. Why? That means b'shas mezig esakois, we have to ensure that his hands are toyer. Shim ato oimer moizgim esakois t'chile, if you will say that you moizig the kois first. And as we mentioned yesterday, usually the kais was wet. The outside of the kais was wet because normally you make shtifa on the kais. Is gzeiro. Now he did. If he would not wash his hands, so his hands are stam yadayim hevadin of shniim b'asheni letume. Ishema yitamu mashkin shachayri akais machmas yoda. So the mashkin, which are on the achayre akois, even though it's less than the rabbis, about midarabon vaisli, so we're machmer, that's what the Ritva says, is they'll become tomei. And they'll become arishin letumei. Because the klalas kol apaisel esatrumei metame mashkin li yestchile. Asheni, which can pass through trumei, makes mashkin arishin. The yachzeru, and now these mashkin v'yitamo es hakois. And now the mashkin will be metama the kois. So memele, so in order to avoid that the mashkin should not be, that he should not be metama the kois, he has to wash his hands before he goes to drink the kois. So the Gemara asks on Beis Shammai, why does he have to go that the Yedayim with Metama the Mashkin and the Mashkin with Metama the Kais, against Achad Gadya, say Klov, Letama Yedayim le Kais. The Yedayim will be Metama the Kais. If he doesn't wash his hands, and his hands are Tommy, the Yedayim will be Metama the Kais. So the Gemara says, Yedayim Shni is saying. The Yedayim are Shni is, it's a Sheini Letume. Vein Sheini Oise Shlishi Bechulam. So if you would not have any Mashkin on the Kais, so touching the dry kais with his hands would not be metama the kais. El al yedei mashkin. No, but since there's mashkin, so therefore, that's how he'll be able to be metama the kais. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, gzeire shema yitmu b'mashkin, shenoflu b'achayre yakais, machmas yodayim. The snan we learned in the Mishnah kol ha-poisel asatrume, metame mashkin liyesh tchile. So a sheni letum is metama mashkin to make it a rishon. V'yarzeru v'yitamo es hakois. In the mashkin we metama the kois. Ubei shamai sovri, this the gemara didn't fear ois yet. Also leishtameish bekois she'achoyrov t'meyes kidlakabot. It is not permitted to use a kois that the achoyrei hakois is tomei. So memele, so in order to ensure that the achayre akois will not become tomei, he has to wash his hands before, because else the achayre akois will zicha become tomei. The letame yodayim lakois lama leidikom al mashkin shachayre akois. Why did they say that the yodayim are metame the mashkin? Bloy mashkin nami metame yodayim lakois. The man says, no, el yodayim mashkin. Shamashkin nasen rishayin midarabonam. Dem time effect Rashi, no, a fillo de mashkin is a rishin, kli ene mekabel tume, ele me yoba tume. A kli is only mekabel tume from an ova tume, not from a rishin le tume. So Rashi says, hani mili midi a reise, that's midi a reise, an ov is metame, only an ov hatume is metame a kreili. Vachachomim gozru, shiye mashkim rishoinim, if you have mashkim, which are a rishin le tume, Metamim kli, gzeira mishum mashkim zove shehem ove satume. We shouldn't differentiate between a mashkin that's an ove and a mashkin that's a rishin. Can gain roike meme raglo, which is metame the kelim in a teire. So a mashkim, which are rishinim, a mekabal a kelim in the rabbon. Now let us go further. That is for us be shamai, u be silul oimrim, be silul say, moizgin es hakois. No. First, you moizig the kais, and poshid, you drink the kais. V'achakach noitun liyadayim. Why? Shim ato ima noitun liyadayim t'chile. If you will make already the netilis yadayim. Gzeira. So Beis Hillel was afraid of such a thing. He's going to wash netilis yadayim. And we're afraid he will not completely dry his hands. There still might be some dampness on his hands. And And Shema Yitamu Mashkin Shebe Yodayim Machmas HaKoyz. He says, because we'll see, according to Beis Hillel, since you do not wash your hands before you boizig the yayim, so the kais is taket tome. The kais is tome. Forget the kais is in Beis Hillel's house were tome. If a Beis Shammai wanted to go into that house, he first took the kais to the mikveh to toivel it. But al kaponim, the kais is in the houses of the Beis Hillel were taket tome because they never washed their hands before the mezigas kais. So memela, since the kais is tome, if he's going to go and wash his hands now, maybe he won't be a stickler and he won't be menagiv the hands completely. So memele, his hands will be still wet. And now with his partially wet hands, he's going to touch a tomei dike kais. So now the tomei dike kais is going to be metame the mashkin which are on his hands. And the mashkin will become a rishin. And the mashkin is going to be metame his hands. So his hands is not going to become a sheni. So he didn't accomplish anything with the netila. The whole netila shedayim for pas is that the hands which are a sheni should become toil. If he's going to jump the gun and wash his hands before the shtiyas hakois, so before he knows that the kais will make his hands a sheni already, so he'll be eating the suda with tummy dike hands. Maybe his hands, the mashkin which are on his hands will become tummy machmas hakoyz. V'yachzeru v'yitamu es hayadayim. And these mashkin which are on his hands will be metama the yadayim. So the Gemara asks according to Beis Hillel, why do you have to make nochamol dechad gadya, that the kois will be metama the mashkin metama the yadayim, v'netami kois li yadayim. Let the kois alone be metama the yadayim. So the Gemara says, en kli metame odom. Such a kli, which became tome from a rishon letume, will not be metame, which is a sheni, will not be metame odom. Yeah, so memele, so therefore, Beis Hillel holds that therefore one, it is preferable that one should not wash his hands before the mezigas hakos. Let us see Rashi. Beis Hillel oimrim betesefta ochi gasinelo. U Beis Hillel oimrim. Achayre akayis lo'olam tmeim. Dover achen, that we'll see later, the dover achen takes until yadayim suda. L'may d'chay shisu, shalo yitamu yadayim es achayre akayis lav chshoshi. Shalofel l'chadchila mutalish tamish bekli sh'achayre av tmeim. This, one is permitted to use akayli sh'achayre av tmeim, but toichay toichay gain ze. Shemetame achayre av machmas mashkin, this kais, the outside chelik of the kois will be tome, the mrinim babish maiten, toichi toya, but the inside of the kois will be toya. Hilkach, you're afraid it'll be metame the kois, one is permitted to use a tome dike kois. Hilkach, so since one is permitted to use a tome dike kois, so therefore the seder is moizgin vishois nesa kois trila koidim natila. If you will say the halach is, he's mechuyiv to wash his hands first. Shema you achayre akayis tmeim. Maybe the achayre akayis will be tome. Gzeire shema le you adayim the gufish yofim imen atilu v'yitamu amashkim shibidayim achmas kayis. So maybe his hands will not be completely dry and the kayis will be metama the mashkim shibidayim. Veim nasin tchile. So the mashkin on the yadayim become a rishon. V'yachzeru v'yitamu es hayadayim, and the yadayim will become a sheni. The nimtza oichel b'yadayim es hayavai. So it's coming out, he's eating with yadayim tmeis. So memele, therefore, he should make sure that the netila for the suda should be after he drinks the kais. Frek the gemore, v'nitme kais li yadayim. Why do you have to say that the kais will be metame the mashkin shebi yodav, the mashkin metame yodav? Lomali mashkin be yadayim. Afu the yadayim the guf is name yitame kais li yadayim. The kivin the hochiyu. And if this is a kasha, nei nami the kais li fnei amozen ovid beisilu takant the shisei kaidim netile. Now this is like a problem. If the way I'm asking now that the kais mitama yadayim, so the kais that he drank before the netila is very good. He's washing his hands after that kais. But kais is aboim b'seicha mozin matei aleim. But the kais that he drinks in the mozin, what's going to happen with these kaises? Aloim mitama nasi yadayim. So the Gemara says, the kais alone, there's nothing to be afraid of. Ein kli metame odom. Kloima. Kli koze. Shenitma bevlada tume. This kli that became tome from Arishin letume. So this kli is midarabon and shenutun. Ein metame sayedayim. The kaim along ke rabbonon, the pligiolei de Rabbi Yeshua b'meseches yedayim, and the rabbonon say, bekelim shenitmu b'mashkin. That what? That became shenitmu b'mashkin. Do'im, it says as follows. Eh, shenitmu b'avatume, tamas yedayim. A keli that was nitmu b'avatume. So the keli is a rishain, so it is metame yedayim, with the rabbonon. Ve'shenitmu b'vladatume, but the keli is a shen, any metamas yedayim. She'ain shayni oise shayni. A very good lumdus. Because the hands can only go down to a shayni, and if the keli is a shayni, it can't make a shayni. V'av opisha ha-sefer metame es ha-yadayim. Arashi asks in the Yutches Dover, Mesech the Shabbos, we learned that if a person touches a sefer, his hands also become tame. Ein lemeidim emenu. That's a different din in Gansen. That is not because it is that's not because it was mekabel tuma. Chazal said a sefer is metames yedayim al tzgzeres shidches dova. Aber al koponim hilkach kois shebesoicha mozei. Now Rashi gets down to brass tacks according to Beisilu. Kois shebesoicha mozei shaha yedayim niguvim besoicha mozei. When he's up to toicha mozei already, his hands are completely dry. So they'll never be metame the yadayim. We're only afraid if he washes his hands before the shtiyas hayayim. So they will see in Tosis, they were afraid maybe he won't dry his hands completely because he's not eating pas yet. So they were afraid the kois might be metame yadayim. Vim taima frektach tois, frekt rashis, oibazoi. So it comes out. In the middle of the Sutta, you have a tummy dike kois. The golden aglik is because his hands are dry then. So, mamela, a tummy kois will not be metame yodov. Vim taim efek rashi po omim sheyesh mashkin tavshu teifeach ala yadayim, but he's in the middle of eating. So, the hands can get wet in the middle of the Sutta, and that mashkin will be mekabel tume from the kois. Ein teires mashkin olavar a teires eichel. So Rashi says, the mashkin, the juice that comes out of a eichel, that doesn't have a teires mashke. It's not from the shivim mashkin, so it doesn't become a rishin. That has a teires eichel. So the kois, which is a sheni, will not be metame this eichel. The shaila is the ritve estakashe, but what if he eats a dover shetibule b'mashke teichasude? And what's going to happen over there? That's a problem. He says, and that, usually he's very careful to dry his hands. But al kaponim, that is a ha'ore. So now, let us go to the Gemara further. Now we know, but before we see the Gemara further, let us see Taisus. Gzeire shema yitamu mashkin sheba yadayim. Avol besoicha sude, leke lemeichesh. In the sude, I don't have to be afraid that he won't dry his hands completely. Shrei odom menagev yodov yofe kaidam achile. Kidamrinen ha'oichel b'loi nigov yadayim. It's kilo oichom lechem tomei. So memele, so that I don't have to worry about. Avol b'shtiyah in odom medagdek l'nagev yodov kolkach. But if he's not up to eating the pas, that means this was an avoda to dry his hands completely. So if he's going to eat pas right away, he did this avoda, he dried his hands completely. He's not up to eating pas, so memela, he's not medagdik, so his hands could still be mashka on his hands, that we be makabel tume from the kais. Frek de gemore, benit mele mashkin shebesaychoi, frek de gemore. But if the kais is tume, good, his hands won't become tume, but the mashkin he is drinking will become tume. So memela, we're speaking about mestome, bisman chasaldi when is it to eat chulun betare. So the mashkin shebesoich ha-kais will become tame. So the Gemara says there's nothing to be afraid of. Hoche bekli shenitma achayro v'mashkin askinon. We're only afraid that the keli became nitma me'achayro v'mashkin. The toichai toyer. So the inside of the kais is toyer. The gabay tomei, only the outside is tomei. So when he's drinking from the inside. So he's not drinking mashkin tomei. The snan, we learned in the Mishnah, klisha nitmu achoyrov b'mashkin. Achoyrov tomeiim. The achoyra adacharayim is tomei. Toichai v'oignoi v'oznoi v'yodov tohirim. Nitmo toichai, nitmo kula. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, shenitmo achoyro b'mashkin. Ein lucha mashkin, shen arishin l'tume. Shafim noga b'shen yisuch, achomim tchila. Achoyro v'tmeyim. So the achoyraim is tome. Afo p'shen odom v'keilu mekabalim tume. Min ha-toyre elu mi-yovatume gozu chachomi she-mashkim mitamim keilim. Minei she-matzinu mashke she-wavatume latami odam ve-keilim mi-ha-toyre. Kein zevi sho-zo ve-roikim emiraglov gozu akol ha-mashkin t-meyim she-yitamu keilim dat mitamim de keilim. Va-toychoi va-oignoi va-oznoi vi-yodav toyrem. Dekim z-tume zu darabonani. Ovdu bo hekeire, so they made a heker. Why did they make the ledu dim the rabbononi? That is only a tumid rabbonon. Ki heichid le lisrif alo truma v'kotchim. Because the one should not be burned truma v'kotchim if they touched the acheire yakois, because it's only a tumid rabbonon. Vikilu bo, so they made a gringre tumid. V'chein mafurish bebcheires. Ognoi svosoi akfulo letzadchu tzigerim. Roi letashmish. Oznoi, k'moi oizen achovis, the handle, k'shekairan anshebalaz, v'yodav klishi yesh lo yad k'gay machvas, a long handle. So memele is vakeld, so that's why the mashke inside will not become tummy. So now the gemore, so what is the machloikis, lomdis, what is the machloikis beishami beisilo? Bemai komiflegi. Beishamai sovri osa lishtamesh bekeili shenitmu achirov b'mashkin gzeiro mishum nitzaitzis. So memeile v'leko l'migza shemi yitamu ha-mashkin shebi yadayim b'kois. They don't hold of beiselus gzeire. U'beiselus sovri muta lishtamesh bekeili. They don't hold of beishamesh gzeire because now you don't use such a kois. Which achayra v'stome. Beiselu sovri muter lishtamish bekeili shenitmu achayra v'mashki. Omri nitzaitzis lo ishchichi v'ikol ameiche shema yitmu mashkin shebiyadayim machmas hakois. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi gzeiro mishum nitzaitzis shema yitzu nitzaitzis mitoichom alachayra. So the Beishamai says if ta achayra hakois is tomei, so maybe the nitzaitzis will fall out from the kois on the achiraim, v'yitamu mashkin shmei achoyrov machmas achiraim, and that mashkin will become tomei, v'yitamu esayodayim, and now his hands will become tomei. Hilkach noifum yodayim tchila, shlo yitamu esachayra kois. Mai dechayshi beisil machmas achoyrov, lach shoshi, the osul ishtamushe bei. Beisilusovi mutal ishtamish by hilkach lachshosh didon, ikalameches, avalachshosh didchulakalameches, tlai ichpaslon im yitamu achay.